This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thank you for being here. You've been hearing about another job fair, an open-air job fair happening Friday late in the day, and again in the middle of the day on Saturday. We want to talk about that and also topics related to that with the employment picture in Douglas County. And Commissioner Chris Boyce is on. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Kyle.
So let's talk about what you're seeing as a commissioner when it comes to open jobs around Douglas County and people that in some cases aren't ready to get out there and try to fill them.
Yeah, what I'm seeing is help wanted signs every place. Literally every single business that I'm aware of is looking for help. All of them have, you know, expanded opportunities to grow their business if they had the right number of staff people right now, and I don't think anybody does.
What are you seeing in terms of businesses even sometimes having to either shrink their hours or maybe the services they provide due to this lack of workers?
You know, I know three restaurants at least. I've talked to Misty and Mark down at Bricks and Heidi at the Parrot House and the Smith family as the bowling center. And all of those businesses are open less days and less hours just due to lack of staff. I know that, you know, my wife and I tried to go to dinner at Applebee's just this week, and they have limited seating capacity inside, not because of COVID, but just due to the number of staff they have available to serve their clients. We saw the same thing when we made an appointment for our kittens to go to the vet at Bailey's. You know, it's literally everywhere right now. People are just doing the best they can to try to get by, fighting both staffing issues and supply and demand issues for products.
Now, are you hearing similar stories when you talk to commissioners or other officials in other counties in Oregon?
We're hearing similar stories nationwide, Kyle. It doesn't matter who we talk to and where they're from right now. We're hearing the same exact story for everyone across the entire nation.
And for the Board of Commissioners, what's your role in helping the business community?
So, you know, we have an economic development branch of the work that we do, and that is multifaceted. And, you know, it means that we have the opportunity to give out grant funding that we get from the state through lottery funds to different businesses for different opportunities. We have industrial lands for sale that we can provide for people who need industrial properties to expand or grow or their current business or build a new one. We have resources available to help facilitate this job fair, for example, both with, you know, monetary contributions to help advertise the thing, as well as pay for the use of some of our facilities like the fairgrounds. And, you know, we're a facilitator working with Southern Oregon Workforce Investment Board, CCD Business Development, the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, and many others in order to help bring this type of thing together. So there's really a whole bunch of ways that the commissioners can contribute to try to help solve this problem.
Now, how has the board been involved with the business community in the past 16 months as we have gone through and continue to go through this COVID-19 situation? That obviously caused a lot of issues in the business community by itself.
It did, and I would say that the first and foremost way that we were the most involved was obviously our board is the local public health authority. And in doing that, we're responsible for the COVID response team and the management of that. Commissioner Freeman worked diligently with many community partners, but spearheaded that entire effort. But also, you know, liaisoning between the businesses and the state government to try to reduce restrictions or at least make them so that they made sense so the businesses could remain open. We worked with the Douglas County Child Care Coalition and provided them resources that helped provide child care opportunities for people that needed that in order to be able to continue to go to work. The list is just really far too long to name it all.
Now, what about the state? Is the state involved, or have they been helpful during this past 16 months?
I'm not going to say they've been helpful. They've certainly been involved. You know, the challenges that we've had locally had much to do with the fact that people who needed to get unemployment benefits couldn't get them in time. They had a really hard time maneuvering through that system and making it work for the volume of people that were dependent on it when COVID first hit. Now it's just the opposite. People that need to be going back to work are still receiving benefits from the state, and that's hurting the business community. The state, you know, I get that they have sort of a insurmountable task, but we've not been very pleased with the way that the state has handled the situation in general. It seems to sort of be backwards, in my opinion.
And is part of that that Oregon is such a diverse state and the needs and what's maybe called for is so different here than it might be in Portland, for example?
Well, that's exactly what it is, Kyle. It's, you know, we talk about it all the time. It's the rural-urban divide, and it's the fact that, you know, we believe that local control is better, and we believe that a one-size-fits-all model for the entire state isn't the best. And, you know, we've not been, you know, we've not had our head in the sands related to COVID by any means. We're aware that it's out there, and we're aware that it's real, and we're aware that people are catching it. And, you know, every single thing that's come out of our office related to COVID has been along the lines of trying to get to a place where the community is getting vaccinized and people are doing the right thing to slow or stop the spread of this virus. But at the same time, we felt like there's some things that could have been done that made more sense to allow businesses to stay open and people to make choices more on their own. And those are the things that we've advocated for. We've been, you know, coming from a position of local control and freedom and liberty more than anything.
Now, you and the other commissioners are all business people as well. What's been your experience as a small business owner when it comes to everything that we've dealt with over the past 16 months and what we're dealing with now?
Yeah, so the first thing is the employment thing. You know, every single business out there that I'm aware of is struggling because we can't find help. And people literally would rather, not everyone, of course, there's a lot of people that stuck it out and stayed at work and they're principled and they did it because that's what they think is the right thing. And I totally agree with them. Went to work every day, but that's been the first challenge is getting enough help and getting people that want to come to work or willing to do the work. That's been the first challenge. The second challenge has been a supply and demand issue, you know, with being able to get products in a timely manner. It seems like anytime you go to order product, you're looking at limited availability. Doesn't matter if it's, you know, guns and ammunition or tires or, you know, freezers or refrigerators. For a long time, there was just a supply shortage on just about anything, and it looks like things are starting to kind of come around. But, you know, the biggest problem today, and sort of getting us back on topic, is getting people connected with available jobs in the community so that these businesses can get back to doing what they do best and get their businesses back open and operating at normal capacity.
And I know that one of the aspects of this job fair as well is even some practical aspects like having the event in one place so that people can come to one location, not expend a bunch of gas driving around trying to get to different interviews or put resumes out, things like that. That seems like a big advantage for somebody who's looking to find something to do.
That's exactly right, Kyle. We're going to have the opportunity to have anyone who's trying to reconnect with the job market in other words, get back into the workforce, is going to have an opportunity to come to one place and have all the resources necessary in order to go there and start work immediately. You'll have the opportunity to talk to 100 or more employers who are all seeking employees to fill various positions ranging from needing no experience required in the workforce whatsoever to skilled professional positions like nurses and so on. So anyone who is looking to reconnect and get back into the workforce should be able to find an opportunity at this job fair.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back with Douglas County Commissioner Chris Boyce. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. 12:45 on Inside Douglas County from News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247 News Radio, 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. Shannon Sebastian has your cue, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Taking a check on positive things happening around the community. That's later today on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. We'll have Commissioner Tom Kress on to talk about the new fiscal year for Douglas County, the budget, and some topics related to that. Commissioner Chris Boyce on today talking about the employment picture and the open-air job fair happening on Friday and Saturday. How have these been getting put together?
You know, I got to give a great big thank you to Tim Allen and his wife Greta from Roseburg Rentals. You know, they won't take the credit, but they've been the local business owners who have really been the backbone of these job fairs and have coordinated the people that have come together to actually put them on. They worked hours in the hot heat at the last one, hosted it at their place of business, did the setup and tear down, most of the organization, and have recognized, we're of the first in the community to recognize the need, but more importantly, organized to do something about it. And from there, you know, they called in all the reinforcements, and myself included, and the Southern Oregon Workforce Investment Board, and other local businesses like Roseburg Forest Products and Swanson Group, and many, many others to gauge interest, and then start putting a pen to paper and drafting a plan and making it happen. So there's been a lot of community players involved, but the idea really started with Tim and his wife, and obviously them trying to not only staff their local business, but like they so often do, try to meet the needs of the community at the same time. They've been absolutely just instrumental in making this thing go together.
And as we mentioned before the break, a bit unique versus sometimes when a company will do a job fair for that particular organization, the fact that you have so many employers in one place.
You know, that's the, I think, part of what's made the last two job fairs such a success, Kyle, is we've got, like you said, you know, employers have had job fairs for a long time. But, you know, if somebody isn't necessarily interested in working in that industry, they may not come. Well, this job fair gives anybody who's interested in working, period, an opportunity to connect with one or more employers that will likely be a good fit for what they want to do. And that was the success that we saw at the last one. You know, I counted 28, I think, businesses represented at the last job fair. I went around and asked the same question to everyone that was there. You know, how many jobs do you have available? How many people could you hire today? What sorts of skill levels would they need to have, and so on? And the nearest I could tell is we had about 30 employers that were trying to hire over 450 positions, and people came to that job fair. It was outside, it was hot, but there was people there to help care for kids. There was food on site, so you could do it over your lunch hour, and it worked. And nearest we can tell, we placed over 100 job seekers into employment from that job fair, and we're hoping to have, you know, quadruple that amount from this one.
And for having so many different people there, it really goes to the aspect of not just different types of places to work at, but different skill levels as well.
And that's critical. You know, like I said, anybody that wants to get in the workforce, no matter what type of experience they have, should be able to find an opportunity to do so at this job fair. There's going to be over 100 employers there with job openings ranging from not needing any experience in the workforce whatsoever to you know, again, skilled, trained positions. And, you know, one thing I know is that this lack of workforce has driven up the cost of goods, because it's driven up the wages that employers are having to pay in order to get good quality people. So there's a great opportunity here for people to get into the workforce, making a real decent wage, and start to contribute back into our community by going to work and helping these businesses get back open to full capacity.
And one of the aspects of the wages going up has been kind of the diversity of places where that is happening. I was out running errands earlier and noticed a couple of signs as I was going down a couple of the thoroughfares, and was surprised at a couple of businesses that I would have thought would have been strictly at a minimum wage level, and they were well above that, $3, $4 an hour above that, just because they're trying to get workers.
That's true, and, you know, and that's, you know, it's a double-edged sword like everything else. You know, it's, I talked to Don Cook yesterday, who works for Express Employment, and, you know, they've been a key player in our community to help connect workers with employers for a long time. And they've said that, you know, right now, just because of the amount of benefits that are available for people to not work, throwing money at potential employees just to try to get them hired isn't even necessarily solving the problem. So it's a unique environment out there, something I've never seen in my lifetime, but we're making some headway. This job fair is going to be fantastic. This is a, you know, sort of carry on the name Open Air Job Fair. Came from the last one where we had it outside due to COVID, you know, concerns. This time's actually going to be indoors, which will have air conditioning. It'll be fantastic. You know, real restrooms instead of porta potties, and no excuse to not re-enter the workforce. If you need help with your resume, if you need childcare, if you need to do it over your lunch hour, need to be able to eat at the same time, all of that's going to be available at this job fair. And we encourage everybody who's not currently participating in the workforce to come on out and see what sort of opportunity they may have.
And obviously the fairgrounds being the location means that Douglas County government got involved in this as well at a larger level.
Yeah, we did. And we, you know, basically what we've done, we don't, the fairgrounds is certainly an asset of Douglas County. It's actually managed by the fair director and the fair board. But we get involved because, you know, obviously we're connected to them. They're part of us. We have resources available to help pay for rental of that facility. We don't just have the thing out there for free. We actually pay for the facility, and that helps make the fairgrounds budget as well. They've been, I don't know how they do what they do out there, Kyle. They've got very limited staff. They've got the fairgrounds as more than just the county fair, as you know. In normal times, they've got event days nearly every day of the year and a very limited staff to put it all together. But they've come together again, helped us put this on, and they're a tremendous asset for us to be able to do this out there.
Over the years, I've talked with you, other commissioners, other local and even statewide public officials, and oftentimes it was the unemployment rate and people trying to find jobs. I heard a statistic, and I couldn't find it again this morning, but I think it was on one of our national shows early today or maybe yesterday, and it had the number of people seeking work right now, a number of people unemployed, and the number of jobs open. And on a national level, it was almost identical. The trick is getting the people who don't have jobs into those jobs that are available.
Well, that's part of it, and you're absolutely right. I would be surprised, Kyle, if it wasn't upside down. I think in the real world out there today, there's more jobs available than there are workers available to fill them. The challenge is that it's too easy to stay home right now. You know, you can stay home. There's a new program that starts today where people get an extra bunch of money depending on how many kids they have at home. It's just too easy to stay home and make a living and not contribute. And as long as that stays the same, this is going to be a challenge.
So what are the hours again for this event Friday and Saturday?
So it's going to open on Friday. The job fair is from 4 to 7 p.m. and then from 11 to 3. I think that's what it says. Douglas County Fairgrounds on Friday, July 16th from 4 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, July 17th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So Friday evening and then most 4 hours on the middle of the day on Saturday.
All right, the Open Air Job Fair Friday and Saturday. Commissioner Chris Boyce, thanks for being on.
Always a pleasure, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.